This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of today, indoor dining is once again banned in New York City, leaving those restaurants with outdoor dining, which was a whole lot more palatable during the warm weather phase of this pandemic. Big parts of the country are entering a frigid coronavirus winter, and because of that, a lot of restaurants might not make it. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has a story of one where the owner is doing what she can.
It's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, 8 a.m., and Allison Arevalo is about to go for a run.
Gonna go about 4 miles around Prospect Park, clear my head, get ready for today.
Arevalo owns a restaurant about a block from the park called Pasta Louise. It's named after her grandmother, who taught her how to cook, and serves fresh pasta topped with things like meatballs and spicy red pesto. The seating is all outdoors, under heated awnings. The restaurant's about to host an event for kids. They'll make Christmas ornaments from dried pasta and red glitter. It's 40 degrees outside.
I think it's going to warm up. We're going to have a really good day. We're going to do some crafts with kids. Hopefully a bunch show up. And their parents buy a lot of hot chocolate and egg sandwiches.
It's been a slow weekend. Maybe because it's getting cold. Or because people stayed home, ate leftover turkey. Until 2 years ago, Arevalo owned a mac and cheese restaurant in California. She sold it, then moved to Brooklyn to be closer to her nieces after her sister died from cancer. She used the money from the sale to open Pasta Louise in July. Late Sunday morning at the restaurant, Arevalo says the Christmas ornament event went well. She hopes it's a sign of things to come.
In this neighborhood, there are so many kids, and as long as we can keep the kids coming out, we could keep their parents coming out.
On Monday, the restaurant is closed. On Tuesday, it's clear by mid-afternoon that things are not looking great.
I would say we just finished our lunch rush, but it was a really quiet Tuesday today. But we did get a lot of admin work done. So the managers and I just met, and we're planning so many cool things for December. We're putting together
like a truffle dinner event and movie nights with Parmesan popcorn and blankets at every seat. Soon after that meeting, she has to run home to watch her kids, 8-year-old Nico and 6-year-old Luca. Their school is closed.
My husband had a work meeting that he needed to be on without being disturbed. So it's another back and forth going home to the restaurant when I had so much to do and I really didn't have time to come home.
She says goodbye to the kids.
I'll see you later.
And then it's back to the restaurant again.
Bye.
Nico, Luca, and Pasta Louise. They consume her waking hours. The next morning, Arevalo records this.
It's Wednesday at 7:20, and I just got out of bed. I woke up thinking about our gift baskets.
The restaurant is selling them for the holidays.
So, I don't know. I feel like my mind is just always kind of thinking about ways to keep people out and supporting us for the winter.
If she can't, she might have to lay off some of her staff. It's cold and windy on Wednesday, and by 1 o'clock, business is so slow that she sends one of her servers home.
This week in general has really given us a taste of what's to come in the next 2 months. And there's just no help in sight.
The rest of the day isn't much better. But as she's about to bike home, she sees some of the restaurant's regulars sitting outside, and it lifts her mood.
You know, one of them stopped me and told me to be careful because I wasn't wearing my helmet. And, you know, another guy was asking me about, you know, what are we doing for Christmas platters? Because he really likes meat and he wants a platter with more meat in it.
Things start looking up by Thursday night. The restaurant actually has a wait list. Same thing on Friday and Saturday when Arevalo records this.
It's Saturday night and I'm just walking home from the restaurant. We were packed all night tonight. We had our last reservation just walk in before I left at 9:15. People sitting out in the cold under the heaters.
The restaurant also got a ton of takeout orders. It's making her think that as long as New York doesn't ban outdoor dining, Pasta Louise can make it through December.
The real challenge is going to be January and February. But just walking in the door, excited to see my family after such a really long day.
She's just hoping to get to the other side of this thing.
Hello.
I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.